Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Friday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So praise the Lord. Hey, wherever you're listening to me at, I ask that you would join in with me in prayer. Let us come together right now. Most gracious God, once again, we humble ourselves on this day that you have blessed us to see. We're grateful for the breath that you have put in our bodies. And Lord, how you have given us a chance to hear the word of the Lord. Dear Lord, today we pray, Lord God, that your spirit would accompany us as we once again take this journey into the word of God this day. I pray that you will help us, that our ears may be open to hear your message that you have sent. And I pray that all that we hear would draw closer to you. So, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for the blessed word of the Lord. And, Father, we just give you glory and honor and praise. And we ask, Lord God, once again, that you will release the understanding and revelation of your word that we so desperately need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for another golden opportunity he has given me to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. The title of this message or lesson or what you want to call it is titled, Let the Wise Trim Their Lamps. Let the wise trim their lamps. Glory be to God. And there are going to be more than one part to this, because I don't want to rush through it. And many of you that listen to me on the broadcast know that I don't believe in rushing through, especially if it's a lesson that the Lord has have me to give. Hallelujah. I want to say before I start, to those of you who never heard me on the broadcast, or any of us that come on the God's Word to Man broadcast, you will begin to notice that. And you will hear me, and possibly in this series here, mention a couple more books besides the Bible that is also the Word of God. Amen. One is called The Record of the Nephites, and one is called The Word of the Lord. Now, if you want to hear more on The Record of the Nephites, the beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that they do record the past broadcast that we do. If you are on this page listening to me, you may see a little Bible to the right side. If it's so, click on that. A drop box will show up, and click on episodes, and or you can, I think the God's Word to Man logo on this page should take you, have a drop box too, I think, if I'm not mistaken. And you can go to episode and listen to the past episodes. And a couple of the past episodes you can listen concerning the Record of Nephi, the book of record that is called the Record of Nephi, which is a record of the Lord's dealing with the people here on this continent. You can look under one of the broadcasts entitled The Sign of the Restoration and Restitution. And you can look under the other broadcast that is titled How Did the Record of Nephi Come Forth? That is for to hear about the book, The Record of Nephi. And when you hear the scriptures and what, and this actually, that is part of a series, okay? And if you look on the past episodes, you will be able to see that. So that's the book, The Record of Nephi, which is another book of God's word that go with the Bible. Now, the other book I mentioned to you that is titled The Word of the Lord is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he has sent through his angelic messenger, the Elijah. And you can look up past broadcasts that is titled Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. There's another one that is called How Can I Tell If These Messages Are From God? And another one is The End Time Work, Restitution and Restoration. So you can look on any of those broadcasts and hear more about the Word of the Lord, Book of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, if you want to order it and read it for yourself, messages of the Word of the Lord, thus far it's 120 messages. You can contact the Church of Christ, Elijah Message, headquarters 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. Phone number is 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. If you don't get no one of that number, call area code 816-252-2343. There's area code 816-252-2343. And you could get the messages. Single messages is 75 cents per dozen. Glory be to God. And it's not that we're out trying to charge people money, but, you know, it costs to get them print out. Okay. And for the Record of Nephi book, the same church, the same phone number that I've just given, it costs $8 a book. If you want a book, it costs $8. Once again, the costs need to be covered, you know, in dealing with the printing of the books because, you know, it costs money. So it's not about trying to charge people to get money, you know what I'm saying? But it would be a blessed donation if you could on that. Amen. I wanted to mention that because you will hear me possibly throughout this series. And I don't know how long this series will last. It may be three parts. I don't know. But anyhow, whatever the Lord's will is, let it be done. Now, having explained that to you, now we're going to go on. And as I told you, the title of this message or lesson, some of you may prefer to call it, is entitled, Let the Wise Trim Their Lamps. Let the wise trim their lamps. And that is the word of the Lord in this end time. And, you know, the Lord let us know in the Bible that there's going to be a cleansing done in his kingdom. And I'm talking about his kingdom here on earth. He said in Matthew 13, then shall the righteous shine. So he said he's going to send his angel to his kingdom and gather all things that offend and them which do iniquity. Okay. So he's cleansing his kingdom here on earth. And the righteous are going to shine. And so therefore, the end time word he's sending especially is a word of cleansing. Okay. That the true righteous is going to come forth. So the message today is let the wise trim their lamps. Let the wise trim their lamps. I sense the Holy Ghost already. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want to read that, and I'm coming from one of the books I told you about, The Word of the Lord. This goes with the Bible. This is the word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he sent by his angelic messenger, the Elijah that is for to come, that he have mentioned in the Bible in Matthew 17. And the Lord sent this message out June the 12th, 1927. And I want to read to you a verse out of what is called Message 3, The third message, which means this is the third time that he sent this angelic being to bring words unto his people. And he says this, and he sent this message out June 12, 1927. And once again, as I said it many times on broadcasts in the past, I don't have a problem giving you dates because I want you to ask Jesus about it. Once again, there's nothing hideous being done here. I'm being straightforward and straight out with you. Amen. Now, in this message he sent, he says, behold, the church has slept and slumbered. Okay. Now, we know the church, everybody's not the church. Okay. Everybody here on earth is not the church. It's just like there's a misleading statement even among Christians today. It said all of us here on earth is children of God. Well, the Bible speaks differently, and it tells you that's not true. Everybody here on earth is not a child of God. Therefore, everybody here on earth is not the representation of dealing, quote, the church, okay, Christ church, amen. So he said, behold, the church has slept and slumbered, but now let the wise trim their lamps. Spirit of God may be as oil to their lamps. For behold, the bridegroom is coming. Prepare ye the way for his coming. Behold, the temple must be built. Now, the Lord said, Jesus said, that the church has slept and slumbered. He said, but now let the wise trim their lamps. Glory to God. Let the wise trim their lamps. Well, glory to God. I'm sensing glory, the Holy Ghost. And this word that he's speaking specifically, he said, let the wise trim their lamps. Okay. So let's kind of break this down for a minute. Is, okay, who are the wise? Then he said, let the wise trim their lamps. Okay. Who is this, the wise? Okay. Because Jesus said, let the wise trim their lamps. He didn't say that the wise and foolish. Or he didn't even say let the foolish. So let's find out who is this wise that the Lord Jesus is talking about, that he is saying to trim their lamps. Well, first of all, we must acknowledge that there are many scriptures that describe to you who are the wise. Proverbs have many scriptures to tell you about the wise. As well as there are some scriptures in the book of Ecclesiastes. And so we won't go into all that. I want to look at a couple of them, especially to give you a pinpoint idea of who the wise would be. Now, let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 25, the book of Matthew chapter 25, and Jesus is going to let us know who the wise are in Matthew chapter 25. Matthew chapter 25. And we may even revisit this place here through this series. Lord say the same, because this is really like a center point of this message. Amen. Matthew chapter 25. And if you have your Bibles, I want to ask that if you all would turn with me. And hey, for those of you that say, hey, I don't have a Bible. Okay, well, you can still listen along. And whatever you hear, just ask the Lord about it, okay? Amen. So the Lord Jesus says his end time word for the day is let the wise trim their lamps, okay? Let the wise trim their lamps. So we want to look at, first off, who are the wise, okay? Who are the wise that Jesus is talking to or talking about, and he's saying, let them trim their lamps. Matthew chapter 25, verse 1 said, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps, and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and they that were ready went in with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. So in this parable, or this end time word here in the Bible, it is being shown to us that this wise are those who are of the kingdom of heaven here on earth, and they are actually Christians. In fact, these virgins represent the whole Christian world. Okay, not it don't represent everybody. Let's make that clear. Because he said 10 virgins, and virgins signifying purity, okay? And Paul said it in the book of Corinthians to the Corinthian church, you have been espoused to one husband as a chaste virgin, okay? So these, we know that the wise are Christians, okay? And they are Christians who took oil in their vessels with their lamps. In other words, they didn't just take oil. This means extra oil, okay? Extra oil, because their lamps already had oil, but they took oil in their lamps, in their vessels with their lamps, extra oil, okay? Hallelujah. And while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. Now, this is what the Lord's talking about, the church has slept. He's talking about the whole Christian world, per se, in general, okay? But the end time message tonight is let the wise turn their lamps. So we're talking about who is the wise, okay? We also see that the wise is the ones also who trim their lamps. These Christians trim their lamps, but also who lamps didn't go out. Hallelujah. These wise are Christians, glory to God, who went in to the marriage with the bridegroom. Glory. You know, I sense the spirit of the living God as I speak on this and hold glory. And perhaps somebody's listening tonight. You needed to hear this word because you're hearing and seeing stuff that's going on among Christianity. I'm not talking about in the world, but among Christianity. You wonder, are there any true ones? Is there anyone being true in the body of Christ and the kingdom of heaven here on earth? And the Lord let you know that there are some. And he referred to them as the wise. So the wise are the ones who took oil or extra oil in their lamps or with their vessels, in their vessels with their lamps. And glory be to God. And the wise was also the ones who went into the marriage with the lamb, the bridegroom. Hallelujah. You know, we told in Revelation that the word of God said, for the marriage of the lamb has come, his wife had made herself ready. So this wise was going to be are those Christians who would be, quote, of the bride when Christ returned. Amen. Because remember, the cry was made, the bridegroom cometh. Now, just about, quote, most of the churches that believe in the Lord Jesus Christ basically are preaching that common message that Christ is soon to return. However, that message has kind of waned off a bit as far as timing, because you have some that says that Christ can come any day and he's coming for his church any day. Well, scripture does not support that. The scriptures do support Christ is to return, but there is to be after there are certain events that's supposed to happen, okay? So it is not a thing of where it's saying that Christ can come any day, because that's not true, okay? But after these certain events that the word of God has told us that it shall happen before his return, that is what must happen first, amen? Glory be to God. Now, let's go to Matthew chapter 7, and we want to look at what else or who else the wise represent. And remember, I told you, and if you want to learn more about the wise and the foolish, Proverbs have many scriptures on both of them. And Ecclesiastes have some scriptures on it that kind of give you a little more broader picture about how one became wise and one became foolish. And remember, we talked about it now, that these are Christians whom the kingdom, word of God, divided them at a point in their in recognizing them as wise or foolish. And so 10 virgins, 5 wise and 5 foolish, the word of God is showing like half the kingdom is wise and half of it is foolish, period. Okay? So Matthew chapter 7, verse 24. And Jesus said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. So the wise also is the Christian who have built their house or are building their house on the rock. Now the rock, two things it dealing with, two in one. Number one, the rock is Jesus Christ, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, but also according to Matthew 16, it is also his revealing power. So the rock that they're building on is the rock, which is Jesus Christ. It's founded on a rock, on his foundation, and his revealing power. You understand what I'm saying? And they have built their house, dealing with their personal lives, is dealing with their household, and dealing with the house of God on this revealing power on the foundation of Jesus Christ. That's who the wise represent. Glory to God. Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying to them, let the wise trim their lamps. Well, how come he didn't say let the wise and foolish? Well, when you look back at Matthew 25, you know, the foolish didn't even, ain't no need of them was trimming their lamps because why? They ran out of oil. Okay. Amen. You would need to only trim them lances when you still got some oil in. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, everybody in the kingdom is not wise. And we see that from Matthew 25. Amen. That Jesus said 5 was wise and 5 was foolish. This is in the kingdom here on earth. I'm talking about the kingdom of heaven here on earth. You know, you got the kingdom where the Lord's at in his throne, but the extension of his kingdom is here on earth. Believers that are born again are those who are in the kingdom of heaven here on earth. Okay? They're part of the kingdom. Okay? And I know that some of us as Christians want to include everybody on this earth, but not so according to the word of God. And like I said, one of the most misleading statements that I've heard many, I have to say some professing Christians even make, is saying that everybody here on earth is a child of God. Amen. And I have to say unto them that it's not true. Just like everybody here on earth is not part of the kingdom of God here on earth. Okay? Now, I know that in many of the churches, when a sinner die, we automatically want something. Well, some of us automatically wants to put him or her into heaven. Get mad at you and fight you if you say otherwise. Because that was our family member. Our kent folks, our best friend, our close friend, our mama, our daddy, our grandmama, and you ain't going to dare tell me, even though I know for myself that they personally didn't like Jesus and spoke against him and using cussing words or profanity at him and all that, you're not going to tell me they're not in heaven. Amen. That's why a little bit early on in the ministry that the Lord has called me to, I have to be honest, I really didn't like doing funerals of people that wasn't saved. Okay? I really didn't. You said, well, why is that? Because many of the family members expect for you to say, oh, Joe is in heaven. When you know Joe cussed Jesus, couldn't stand you talking about Jesus, always making a mockery of him, same as old Susan. Okay? And because they was a family member or close to somebody in the family or a good friend, you wants to hear me say, oh, Joe or old Susan is up there at the pearly gates with the Lord. And for a while, I really didn't like, you know, doing funerals of people that wasn't saved. But the Lord gave me how to do it, and I thank God for it. Amen. I mean, he gave me how to do it because once again, you know, they want you to automatically put, you know, cousin Joe. Daddy, mama, husband, a wife who wasn't saved, who rejected the word of the Lord Jesus Christ, they want you to put them in heaven. Okay? They died a sinner, and they want you to say, oh, they bust the pearly gates wide open. Well, I wasn't about to say that. But thank God, God gave me a way on how to do it. Amen. So the wise, according to the word of God, as we've seen, is the virgin of Christians. Once again, they took oil or extra oil in their vessels with their lamps. Okay? That's extra oil. Wise and foolish had oil. Okay? But the wise took extra oil. Okay? You know, sometimes when you're traveling or you know, going certain places, sometimes it's good to take, you know, something extra or buy something extra. For example, like clothing. Okay, when my wife and I we would go out of town, especially when we were going to church conferences out of town, you know, she would pack some things and she would pack something extra. Like, for example, if we're going to be gone for 4 days, she may pack 5 days worth of clothes. Okay. Amen. She would even pack like maybe extra towels. Now, even though we stayed in hotels or whatever, you never know what come up. She even packed like some soaps, you know, because you know many of y'all that went to these hotels, and I don't know about these extremely expensive ones. Some of these hotels are expensive now, but I'm talking about the real extravagant ones that may cost you $200 or more a night. But I know with your regular hotels and stuff like that, you know, some of y'all, you've seen the soap they give you. Man, it's a little old small pack. Man, you be scared to ladder up one, you know, maybe if twice. You be scared it's gone. Just think of y'all there at the hotel for 4 or 5 days. Amen. Hallelujah. So many times you don't know what'll happen. And it's good to get or buy extra. I ain't talking about you going overboard, but it's just wise because you don't know what to come up. I mean, you might plan to stay there 4 days and something might come up where you have to stay an extra day. Amen. So, you know, to keep from you having to wear one of the 4 day clothes over again, you have a extra clean pair of clothes. Amen. And then, you know, we will pack, you know, some extra food. Okay, because, you know, when you're going out of town or going out of state, now don't get me wrong, you know, sometimes if some of you go on vacation, you may plan to go to a certain place and eat, but I'm here to tell you, you know, if you gone for 4 days and you go to certain hotels and stuff and you plan to eat out, you know, each time you eat out, you know, that's going to cost a pretty good amount of money. If y'all there 4 or 5 days, you're going to be out some money, so you're going to have to be saving up a big chunk. Well, sometimes,
And especially if you're going out and you plan to eat out breakfast and dinner, that's going to cost some money. Sometimes you pack a little extra snacks, a little extra something with you because, you know, some of your motels and hotels have, you know, refrigerators and stuff. You can store stuff in there. You know, some little something to munch on, you know, later on at night, you know, that you ain't always got to say, well, I'm hungry. Had to go out and spend another $20, $25, you know, and all that. So many times it's wise to take something extra, okay? It's wise to take extra things. So the wise and foolish in Matthew 25, one of the things, once again, that made the wise was because they took oil, or in other words, extra oil, in their lamps, okay? And the foolish didn't. Amen. You know, feeling like, oh, well, we got enough. You know, we going with what we got right there. Okay. But the thing about it is, you know, you got some people, they don't think about being wise or wisdom. And then, you know, sometimes they go unprepared. And when they go unprepared, you know, things are happening. And then by them not having nothing extra, they say, well, you know, I can't do this. I can't do that. I don't have no more clothes. I don't have no extra money. You know, things of that nature. So many times it pays to be wise for the most part, for the great part, rather, it pays to be wise. And when you're traveling, you know, it's good to pack some extra, okay? If you traveling to church conferences like we have, you know, it's good, you know, that you might have the money to cover your hotel rooms and your gas and maybe eat a little something. But then, you know, if you can, have a little extra money on the side. Amen? Amen. You know, overall in your life, you can put back, you know, and I want to say this and then going a little bit further. I remember that in the 90s, and I forgot this minister's name, but he gave what was called the 10-70-20 plan. 10% tithes, 20% miscellaneous, and 70%, you know, you pay your bills and grocery and all that. And I saw that to be a very wise setup because that 20% miscellaneous, I guess another name you can call for is maybe rainy day money, or if something really need be fixing and done in the house, you can use that money, okay? And I saw by doing that, and at this time, it was like a little over a year before I got married. And at that time, I was still, I was at home with my mother. And I saw that plan actually work. And that really was wise. That was wisdom. And so you can even practice that in just your regular life, you know, because instead of you just going back, going out and just spending all the money all the time, you can put some back. Okay. So it's good to have extra. So this, the foolish, you know, like I said, you have some people that, you know, say, hey, you know, that's all I need. That's all I'm going to take. And once again, when something come up, you know, they don't have that extra, and they wasn't wise. And see, the wise, they took extra oils in their lamps. Why? To keep it burning, to keep it burning. Hallelujah. See, the foolish weren't thinking about that. They just, you know, they just kept, quote, what they had. They didn't go for nothing extra. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, they're just like sometimes, you know, you have some believers who may get a, you know, they come to the Lord, find out a little something, and then they stay with that. They don't want to know no more. Okay. They don't want to know more of, they don't want to know more of Jesus and more of his word. Some of them just content on just, you know, knowing that Jesus died on the cross for our sins, you know. Someone said, that's good enough for me. You know, they had an attitude like they don't want to know anymore. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So Jesus said, let the wise trim their lamps. Okay. So having looked at now what the wise represent, and he said, let the wise trim their lamps. So let's talk about for a minute here, are the lamps, or what would the lamps represent? Okay, when he said, let the wise trim their lamps, what would it represent? Well, I want to read a little something to you and talk about what the lamps represent. And glory to God. Because we want to come to understand, you know, and once again, this is symbolic. Amen. And we'll talk about that more. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But the Lord said, let the wise, hallelujah, trim their lamps. But we talk about what the wise is, glory to God. Now we want to look at more like what were the lamps? Okay, what do the lamps represent? Glory be to God. On a article called The Oil Lamp, Window into the Bible, it talks about how that the lamps that were used by the Jews at the time of Jesus was extremely plain. And these lamps was called Herodian lamps, H-E-R-O-D-I-A-N, okay? Herodian lamps, okay? Hallelujah. And these lamps carried oil in them, okay? Now, if you were to type in the oil lamp window into the Bible, you would see pictures of the lamp, especially at the part where it talks about how the lamps that the Jews used at the time of Jesus was plain, and it would show you pictures of them, okay? And if you were to show this to some people, you know, many people in this day and time, the way they look here is not exactly, quote, how they will picture in mind of a lamp, but this was what was called lamps in that day and time. Amen. So there were Herodian lamps during the time of Christ, okay, when he was here, okay, and hallelujah. And we want to look at when the Lord said, let the wise trim their lamps, what would the lamps represent? Now, like I said, the images of the lamps here on this article, The Oil Lamp Window to the Bible, you would see pictures of them, and these particular lamps, you know, held oil. And they like look like lamps that's made like of stone. You know, they ain't too much, you know, back in the days having a whole lot of glass and stuff, but it was made of stone here. Amen. So let's talk about a little bit more about what would the lamps represent. Now, lamps do take on their different meanings of the word lamp, or different representation of what a lamp is. First of all, let's look in the Bible, Psalms 119, verse 105. The book of Psalms, chapter 119, verse 105. Psalms 119, verse 105. And the word of God says, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Now, we're told that a lamp can represent the word of God. Now, the message is let the wise trim their lamps. So we must come to understand that this representation couldn't mean that what Jesus was saying in the message here, okay? Because he's not telling the wise to trim the word of God, okay? Word of God don't need no trimming, okay? So the lamp has to be dealing with something else. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 6. Proverbs chapter 6. Verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 23. Actually, verse 20 to verse 23. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 20 to verse 23 says, my son, keep thy father's commandments and forsake not the law of thy mother. Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck. When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light, and reproofs of instruction are the way of life. So when he said, my son, keep thy father's commandment, he said, for the commandment is a lamp. A lamp can symbolically represent a commandment, okay? Especially if you're dealing with your dads, but more or less if it's in line with the word of God, because we're not to listen to commands that is lead you to sin or committing abominable acts, okay? Couldn't be the lamp that the Lord is referring to when he said, let the wise trim their lamps. So let's go to Proverbs chapter 20. Proverbs chapter 20. And we're going to look at verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20. I'm going to look at verse 27. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Now, Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27 says, the spirit of man is the counsel of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly, or the innermost being. Now, here he says, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Now, if you were to look up the word candle under the Hebrew, okay, not the Greek, because this is in the Old Testament. If you were to look under the Hebrew for the word candle, the Hebrew word nera, which was translated candle, means to glisten, a lamp that is the burner or light, okay? Amen. So the spirit of man is the candle or the lamp of the Lord. So we see that the spirit of man can be referred to as a lamp. Now, I want to make something else clear. Notice it said the spirit of man and not the soul of man. See, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, it shows that man is a tripart being, not tripart beings with an S, but a tripart being, spirit, soul, and body. Amen? So here the word said the spirit of man. And I see some people be saying, oh, this means the soul of man. No, there's a difference between the spirit and the soul of man. Okay? Amen. Because many times people try to use them interchangeably, and they say, well, the spirit is soul and soul is spirit. No, there's a difference between the spirit and soul of man. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, Paul said, I pray to your whole spirit, soul, and body. Now, if spirit and soul was the same, he would not have listed it that way. He would just say, I pray to your whole spirit and body, or your whole soul and body. But he said spirit, soul, body. Okay? Amen. So man's spirit is the candle or lamp of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. Amen. You know, when you look up the word lamp in Webster, Webster defines a lamp as being any of various devices for producing light or sometimes heat, as a vessel with a wick for burning an inflammable liquid as oil to produce light. So it has oil in it. And it has a wick that is lit and burn off the oil. Okay? Amen. And glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. So man's spirit is referred to as the candle or lamp of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I sense the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Edible shot. Mm. And our spirit, there is the symbolic oil. Now, we're going to talk about that a little bit later on in this series. But it's like that lamp that holds the oil. Our spirit holds this oil. But our spirit holds the symbolic oil. Amen. Our spirit holds what the oil represents symbolically, which we will get into that. Amen. Hallelujah. In some scriptures, do you know that the heart also represent man's spirit? Well, you said, well, where did that say that at? Well, let's go to Romans chapter 2. Let's go to Romans chapter 2. Because and we want to understand that in some of the translation, now I have the King James Version Bible. Some places where you see the word heart, and if you look up, say like in the Greek, it would say it is the soul or the thoughts and things of that nature. And sometimes people can be thrown off of that because we really mostly call that, speak to that as being the soul. Now, in Romans chapter 2, verse 28 and 29, the word says, "For he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit." Do you see that? "That of the heart in the spirit, and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." So it said that of the heart in the spirit. So the heart here represents the spirit of man. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 22. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse 22. In fact, let's look at verse 21 and verse 22. The word of God says, "Now he which established us with you in Christ and have anointed us is God, also sealed us in giving the earnest or down payment," what? "Of the Spirit in our hearts," of the Holy Spirit, where? In our hearts. Now we saw our heart represent in Romans 2, what? The Spirit. So he has given us his Spirit in our spirit. This is where the Holy Ghost is, in your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And just like the lamp holds the oil, and we'll talk about this, glory to God, Jesus. In part two, the oil symbolically represents the Holy Spirit. And since a literal lamp holds the oil inside, that's why it can symbolically refer to your spirit, because your spirit holds the oil in it, which is what? The Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now we're gonna stop it there today. Lord, say the same. You know, nothing happened. Lord willing, I'll be back with part two tomorrow. Let the wise trim their lamps. Let us pray. Most gracious God, we thank you for the blessed word of the Lord today. We're grateful for your spirit being with us and how you're teaching us and opening our understanding and helping us understand your message. Lord God, your message that you are sending and giving to your people. This day, Lord, I pray that, Lord God, that those who have heard this message was touched by the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I pray that your spirit, Lord God, has opened their eyes, opened their hearts, Lord God, it has opened ears, that it has given direction or guidance, Lord God, that it has given revelation to things that they did not know, that it has unveiled truth, because you are the God of truth. So, Lord God, I thank you, and I give you all the glory and honor and praise for blessing me on this broadcast. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, thank God for all you've been listening, and the Lord say the same. Tomorrow I'll be coming with part two. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.